Hayward, Mack, and Spiegs on Friday.
He was ready to talk, wasn't he?
It was awesome. Yeah. Like, just such a great conversation, and he was ready to dish about some stuff. And the guys were great with him, too, but he was fantastic. Kyle Hendricks had a good chat with people. But Tom Ricketts also spoke with David Hall, who did some special programming there, and Bruce Levine. And it was after the booing episode had happened, right? So Dan's going to put us all on the couch for
a second.
Well,
no, you got to hear this first, yeah, because I think I've figured something out.
Yeah, this is the requisite reading before Dan sits you down and tells Cubs fans exactly what's wrong with them and how.
I think it was interesting when you were introduced and you were addressing this Cubs convention crowd. It's been a while since we've heard you boo, and you brought up the Marquee Network and you were booed. How did that feel, and how surprising was that?
Well, I'm not sure I was booed. I think a lot of people, it's still not 100% out there yet, and people don't really know what it is, and I think they're worried about change. I think ultimately it's going to be the best thing we can do for fans. Mm-hmm. First of all, getting all the games onto one channel is going to be great. Getting the, just so you don't have to, like, search around for it every time. But then, like, all the content, it's all Cubs all the time. It's going to really go deep on our players. We're bringing back, there's a panel later today that's going to be very exciting for everyone, because we're bringing back a lot of Cubs greats to participate in the channel. And like I said last night, I don't think anyone will boo in a year. I think it's all going to be a great thing for the fans and a great thing for the organization.
Tom, the unknown of when it's... We know it's going to start up around February 22nd, but the unknown of who's going to be carrying it, I think maybe that elicited the boos when you brought up the Marquee Network, because people are unsure if their carrier is going to have that. Have you been assured by the people that, for the majority of the Cub fans are going to be able to get this right away?
Well, we've already got a lot of carriage deals in place. So a very large percentage of our broader area has already have it. Obviously, the big one locally is Comcast. And I think that everyone has an incentive to do what's right for the customers. So I'm pretty confident we'll get that taken care of.
Okay. He clearly was taken aback. He's clearly doing a little bit of damage control there. I do think he said something that is mostly correct. Or partially correct. Let me amend that.
At least partially correct?
Where he said that the booing was in large part people fearing change. I think there's some truth there.
Yeah, people fear change.
What I think is happening here is, in this particularly strange transitional season, this obvious discomfort surrounding the Cubs, Chris Bryant's future, the Theo Epstein reckoning, most significantly, not threatening to win a World Series in the last couple of years, and not really providing anything more than a puncher's chance of hope at doing so this year, if you're being honest about it. People are uncomfortable with where the team is. Now, you get rid of Joe Maddon. That is one punctuation point of change. However, in his replacement, you hired somebody bulletproof. You hired somebody who, because of his associations, because of his Q rating, because of how beloved he is, people aren't going to use that as a dividing point. People aren't going to seize on David Ross and the managerial change as some kind of tent pole here. They're just not. Marquee Network, because there is some ill will regarding A, cost, B, carriage coverage concerns, am I going to have the games? And C, and not least of all, Sinclair ownership and Sinclair involvement in distribution and packages, and the negative feelings automatically engendered by that company and some of the stances that they have that frankly are against what Chicago has been proven to be on the side of. And most of Chicago with what we know about how people feel in a cosmopolitan city. All of that has allowed Marquee to now be a symbol for the discomfort. It's a symbol for what Cubs fans don't have anymore. Mm-hmm. Marquee is they've asked for it. It's not their fault And I don't know if they saw it coming or not, but if you're looking at a branding marketing issue here, a large psychological connection here, Marquee is representing something different, something not as good, and something mostly unwanted. And that's why they're booing. It's not actively, I hate Marquee. It's, I'm uncomfortable with where this all is right now.
Yeah.
That's what that was directed at the owner of the team.
Yeah, I think
is that fair?
I think it is. I think that is fair. One of the things we were talking about before we came in here, Tom Ricketts gets out there and he's doing his Steve Jobs thing and making his presentation and giving you the Marquee Network and it gets booed, right? If not to say that this would ever be part of Cubs convention programming, like the owner should make the announcement about Marquee and let people know, but if they were able to have Chris Bryant walk out there and go, and aren't you guys excited about the Marquee Network?
But they can't have Chris Bryant walk out there because the optics don't work there either right
nope.
now.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
If they were secure enough in their future, Chris Bryant, representative of that, to have him go out there and present to fans Marquee Network, the whole tableau to the whole thing changes. The fans' taste of Marquee Network changes some.
Sure.
Because they know where they're headed. And I think that's part of what we're talking about here, is that this uncertainty around where am I going to find my baseball games also encompasses where the hell is this baseball team going?
All the props to Tom Ricketts for being the guy who did it and going out there and taking the slings and arrows. But part of this is, it's more money for him. At the same time, he does not want to spend money on players.
Yeah.
It's literally he's making money on this deal mm-hmm. and telling you he doesn't want to find whatever number is the number for Chris Bryant.
Do you think that Tom Ricketts will end up being right about his assertion at the end of the booing that Cubs fans won't be booing about Marquee Network in a year?
That's a function of how good the team is. If the team sucks, more people
well,
are going to
no,
be bitching
no, no,
about
no,
it.
No, 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 because he asked whether they'll be booing about Marquee Network in a year, because we've just parsed through the reasons they actually booed, and it wasn't just Marquee Network. So if there's some way, granted you, there's not, but if there's some way to look at them and say, next season at Cubs convention, how about Marquee Network? People are going to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, because I think right now,
if the money's put in the team, you know, that was the promise, remember?
Well,
the promise was, and Crane said it.
Yeah.
It's like some spigot of money or whatever vivid term he mm-hmm. used, that having owning the broadcast was going to give them all sorts of payroll flexibility. And now you've got an austerity program at the same time you're rolling this thing out.
See,
it's not a great look.
No, it's not. However, I do think in a year, as long as they get the carriage rights with Comcast, which is what, 40% of the marketplace? I was kind of reading around, Feeder and Rosenthal both had it, or something on 40% or something. That's a lot of eyes on a baseball game. If they get that done, I would guess that fans are just fine with the Marquee Network in a year. I think he'll be more right than wrong, assuming the cost doesn't somehow spiral out of control for viewers. Because I think at the end of the day, people just want to know where their baseball team is, and then they'll get pissed about having traded Chris Bryant, or they'll get angry about the money not going back into the team. But about Marquee Network, about the place your games are, I think eventually fans will just be fine with that, because they've also, they're going to have a good presentation too with Len and JD. Like this still will be.
I don't think it's about the game broadcast itself.
No, but that will be a comforting thing once fans turn it back on. Once you figure out, it's on this channel and I got to hit this, this, and this, and then Len and JD are there giving you the great baseball experience that they always do, you go, okay, it's my Cubs game, and this isn't the issue with the ball club. Other things are, and it might not be this.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they host Maryland at 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bill on Capitol Hill is out today. Hello, Bill.
Hello, lads. Compliments of Martin Luther King Day and all that.
And to you.
Yeah. Dan, I love the idea, the diagnosis of the Marquee shibboleth. I think you're on to something. I'd take it a step further. Don't you think there's always sort of been a latent fault line, not just in all Chicago sports, right? That sort of chippier than prolier than thou attitude of Chicago is automatically going to engender resentment against any owner. But I think there's a specific sort of angst around the Ricketts clan, right? And I think that there's this uneasy feeling, among Cubs fans, that but for the stupidity of John Henry, firing Theo Epstein all those years ago, The Ricketts families would absolutely have this team underwater. I mean, we've already forgotten a lot about not just the Obama racist scandals of that family, but I mean the way they completely bollocks up the remodel. I mean, these people are sort of, McCaskies without the class, right? I mean, and I think a lot of Cubs fans view them suspiciously. I mean, they seem to be a sort of vicious cone pone version of plutocracy. I mean, it's almost like, Leatherface, but with extra money, right?
Well, the patriarch's emails didn't help.
No.
That's still something that people feel, if not actively think about.
Well, not just that, but I mean, you remember the stories in some of the early days where people went back over the records of TD Ameritrade and saw how Tom had bollocked all that up because he was essentially a spoiled little rich kid playing with daddy's toys. And what's happened is they've had the token lesbian sister come out and Theo Epstein to come save their bacon time after time. And so I think poor Tom doesn't realize, I think, the sort of the reservoir of bad will that he's sitting over.
And it sounded like that. His reaction to the booing sounded genuinely surprised. And Bill, thanks as always. That hit with me when he asked earnestly, why are you booing Marquee Network?
Right.
And it's a very complicated reason.
We get all the time, stick to sports and don't get into politics and stuff. I mean, it's difficult to do when politics and sports intersect so directly in a conversation like this. I mean, they are a politically active family. That matters. Some people are on that side. Some people aren't. And you're going to have that discussion there. Still, though, I did Sports Sunday last night at NBC5, and it was a lot of fun to do. And we talked a bit about this story. And we only talked a little bit about it, a couple of minutes. But I got home and I checked Twitter because I had that little blue dot on it that says, people replied or whatever. There were a bunch of people who unsolicited just kind of replied to the, hey, Sports Sunday and watch and stuff, and Connor cleaned a suit, so you might as well take a look, about the politics of this. Just Cubs fans kind of disenchanted with being, opposite people who represent their team. And I didn't expect for that to be the first reaction to this network.
Yeah,
it is for some people. Not for everybody, but for some Cubs fans, the political side of this and the affiliation is the first reaction, and I didn't expect that to be the case.
Yeah, they need to try a little harder to understand why people were booing. If they really wanted to, if he says we want to connect with our fans better than any professional sports team in the world, then figure it out.
I think it's really simple. It's a simple solution with difficult steps to get there. I think it's looking at Cubs fans and being real honest with Cubs games are going somewhere else. Here's how to find it. Here's how much it costs. Straight up, just be honest about what this is going to cost people to go get the baseball team that they grew up loving. And I think the fact that you haven't had a very honest, like, Cubs games are $5 a month. Just say it. Whatever it is, whatever that's going to be honest about the price, because I think a lot of fans who are used to having their baseball for free in any medium are against this idea of having to pay for a product they've never had to before. We've seen it in a lot of places in life.
This is Sandy and Carol Stream on Sports Radio 670.
Hi, guys. You hit on why I called in. It isn't just $5. Right now, if I want to watch things that are popular out in the world, I have to pay for HBO. I have to pay for Showtime. I have to pay for Prime. I have to pay for Netflix. I have to pay for Hulu. And each thing is going to cost something. So you have to make choices. Now you throw in MLB, and all I'm going to get from this, because I'm not going to watch these other shows, all I'm going to get are the games. That's one item. So for my family, when we're choosing what we can and can't afford, it isn't just $5. This is $5 because I like the Cubs, but Netflix everybody watches. So we're going to have to choose Netflix, and I'm out. So a lot of us are just not going to be able to add another $5. We've already cut off our HBO. We've already cut off our Showtime. You know what I'm saying? There's a bigger picture here than one $5.
Yeah, that's interesting. Appreciate the phone call. I think the bet is by the Cubs that enough people will, if faced with that choice, you will drop Netflix, or you will drop HBO Go, or you will drop Hulu, or whatever, for your Cubs, but I also think that the fact that you haven't been able or you haven't heard a consistent message of this will be included with your cable deal.
Yeah, that's not the way it works.
We're all spreading the cost around. Like, that
this isn't invisible. This is going to be folded into your local sports.
Right.
This is not an a la carte choice.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's been made clear enough by those running the network and putting the network out in front of people.
The lie, or I guess the grift of, for years, the grift in sports television, the grift that was ESPN,
yeah,
was, is getting people to pay for it who don't actively want it.
100%.
That's what the grift is. That's what's created billions and billions and billions of dollars of revenue, is that when you have people who don't want it, but like, this is part of this package, this gloms onto this package. The a la carte stuff that John McCain was talking about 6 years ago, and the idea of the unfairness of bundling, the unfairness of packaging, when people have been going over the top with smart TV and apps and watching things through devices, it's obviously all going to get there. And the old people like me, they're still subscribing to a service, a wire that sticks in your house and brings you your television.
Yeah, and your home phone,
and
right?
And there it is, right. There it is. We're going to all die off. And it's going to be everybody else who's doing everything piecemeal, everything a la carte. And I guarantee you, if you could buy your Cub game per game, you want to watch Cub game right now?
50 cents.
It's going to cost you $1.50 to watch Cub game.
And if it's that,
and people just want their Cubs so desperately in the moment,
right,
punch a button, you hit your thumb, your card's already in there, you pay to get that game.
Yep.
That's probably where it's headed, independent of these giant services that are bundling everything together so people can steal money from people who don't want the channel.
There's going to be a lot of big business that fights that move, that fights the ability of the consumer to pick per game, per day, per inning, what they want to watch.
Yep.
That's really difficult to get to. Like you, I hope that's the future of my entertainment, that I just punch up what I want, when I want, and I'm able to watch it, and that's all possible through the technology. And even if I have to pay some, you know, flat fee a month to whoever's providing the server space for that kind of stuff, fine. But then I know that each show is just $1.25 or $1.50 or what have you. That would be great. We are still so far from there. And the fact that we've got calls coming in saying, oh, it's $8 a month, whatever, that hasn't been explained well enough to the baseball viewer.
Midway coming up. I've got a final resolution to our rogue coyote issue here in Chicago, and I have a hero for our times.
I have one of the most unlucky humans on the face of the earth. The Midway is next. Bernstein McNatt on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hey, I'm Josh. I just scored such an amazing deal at Sprint. A brand new iPad Gen 7 completely on them. All I had to do was add unlimited data for $25 per month. Can you believe it? A new iPad on Sprint. I'm so stoked to watch all my favorite shows on it. Visit your local Sprint store now through January 26th to learn more.
iPad 7 Gen, 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Applied in the two bills. Requires new line of cancel early. Remaining balance due tax due at sale plan. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The stage is set. It's down to the best of the best. We're crowning the football champion. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all your big-game bets in. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer. Countless prop bets, football squares. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, reliable betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code CHICAGO. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook's going all out. A sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget to use the code CHICAGO to get your sign-up bonus up to a grand. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How will your trucking company do in 2020? Many struggled in 2019. Secure your future by switching to a driving job with Schneider and attend an upcoming hiring event near you. Meet a local Schneider recruiter. Events are coming up throughout the month of January in the Chicago area, which include LSIP, Tinley Park, and Joliet, with the potential of a same-day job offer. Learn more and RSVP at SchneiderJobs.com/events. That's SchneiderJobs.com/events.
A road is just a road, but a Jeep SUV isn't just an SUV. Come see for yourself at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Get $4,500 combined cash allowance plus $1,000 total bonus cash when financed on select 2019 Renegade Latitude models in dealer stock the longest. An oldest 20% inventory of 2019 model year Renegade Latitude models as of 1-3-2021 dealer stock lasts. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2-3-2020. Jeep is a registered trademark.
These are the types of stories you hear on the podcast Vet Story.
Whole city's covered in a gray film, dust from explosions.
In fact, engaging with the enemy, it was constant.
I mean, we weren't allowed to touch a drop of alcohol over there. Not saying we did.
There are aircraft carrier landings where you pour beer on the bar and you go sliding down. And
now that's Vet Story. Find it in the radio.com app and everywhere else you get podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You probably think that's the sound of a power drill, but it's a new stand mixer whipping up something even more powerful, cookies. Now at HomeDepot.com, get everything from artisan stand mixers to premium coffee makers. Save up to 25% on small kitchen appliances. Plus, enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store and online returns. Shop decor now at HomeDepot.com. Outdoors get more done. Valid on select items online only now through January 26th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
When news happens, you hear it on News Radio WBBM.
We have breaking news on the
news and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Chicago police say five teenagers attacked.
Featuring more reporters and the most local news coverage.
In the Pullman neighborhood, burning tofoil.
Available anytime on the radio.com app.
The mayor says her administration is
devastated. Chicago's only all news station is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, available on the radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
On the first portion of the Bernstein and McKnight show on this MLK Day, it is post-championship Sunday, Monday, and we talked about those games and just a hellacious Super Bowl matchup. And promised you that by the end of the show, I would tell you who I think is going to win. I'm working. It's on a back channel. I have it going.
Is that what that noise is?
Yep. It's, you hear the whir, the cooling fan is
going.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
I have it going on background, so it's going to get figured out one way or the other. We talked to Eric at home. We also talked about what happened at a very uncomfortable Cubs convention for the most part.
You know, we keep tabs on these storylines. The boys at the I'm Fat podcast are very interested in this, and so am I. The new Oreo flavors that seemingly come out every other day now, but I still find them fascinating for whatever reason. The idea that just the mere fact that Oreo is thinking, no, that's not enough. Let's have more flavors out here. And they come up with something like, I don't know, 5-year aged cheddar or something like that.
Okay.
This is not that. These, I think, could be winners. Rick, what say you? Two new Oreo flavors, chocolate marshmallow.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Those
that's,
are two good words.
That's down the alley. And caramel coconut.
Out on coconut.
Me too. That's a deal breaker for me.
But because of coconut, right? Because you're not coconut fans?
Correct.
Yeah, but coconut stays with me all day.
It's basically... It almost seems like they're trying to do a Samoa.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. That's but still, though, those are like center cut... Right off the tee, those are Oreo flavors, right? I mean, those make, whether you like coconut or not, caramel, coconut, chocolate, okay.
Do they
chocolate
time
marshmallow,
this up?
All
with,
right.
Do they time it up with Girl Scout season?
Probably, I wouldn't be so shocked.
And what trying they, to take on Big Girl Scout?
Say, what are the are ethics?
Kidding?
What are the ethics of that, of Mondelez, of a publicly traded company competing with the Girl Scouts' efforts to raise money?
I don't think it's a competition. I think a lot like Netflix or HBO Go, people are gonna go get their Girl Scout cookies.
I just wonder that in the boardroom, when you talk about trying to get your chunk of that market, it's like, yeah, we slaughtered the Special Olympics. You know, I'm wondering how that's discussed and whether you,
is the how's the what's the timing? Because
I don't know.
Jay's thing for Addie,
right, it's still up there.
It ended last Friday, though. Yeah, I know.
I missed it.
We can get them online, right? We can still get them online.
Okay. But the thing is, if that was the hard date for, like, to get them from a kid specifically, maybe they're trying to piggyback off of it for those that didn't get it already. So it's not necessarily in competition, but trying to extend the window.
Just a thought.
I just don't think it's Robin Peter to pay Paul here. I mean, you have cookie budget for one and other, and I don't think Oreo or Girl Scouts disturbs one or the other.
Fats will remain fat.
They got the coyote. It turns out that the one that was captured by animal care and control officials, they have announced the DNA testing has determined it is the same animal that bit a six-year-old boy at the Notabart Nature Museum, and probably the same one that bit the guy in the butt who reported being bitten, but that was the animal.
How'd they ID
him? It was
you confess?
It was DNA. They used DNA, and they said they identified the coyote for capture because it was also limping. It's possible that there was another limping coyote in the area. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of coyotes.
Always have a fall guy, right?
But they got one. The results of the testing, they said that the animal was limping. It had been shot with a BB gun. They said it was determined the animal was shot in the chest with a BB gun, which could have caused the limp as well as the aggressive behavior. The animal will remain at a local wildlife rehabilitation center.
So having a BB lodged in your chest causes aggressive behavior.
They found that he had bulls across his chest. They said the testing also confirmed the animal did not have rabies. Ultimately, good-ish news on that front.
You're right.
This is from the Post. The unluckiest guy in America was bitten on the head by a venomous copperhead snake that happened to climb a tree, according to a report.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, Mississippi deer hunter Tyler Hardy found himself in excruciating pain Wednesday after the freak attack in Jackson, the Clarion Ledger reports. Hardy of Philadelphia, Mississippi, was taking the last of his dog, Pack, back to a truck. He has a dog, Pack.
Wow. His dog's not named Pack.
No,
he has a pack of dogs.